I have to ask you, Greg, since you're there in Cincinnati, about two local boys. Will we ever see O.J. Mayo or Bill Walker in a college uniform?
I think we'll see them both. Now, Bill Walker has a case. I think if he wants to sue the NBA to get into the 2007 draft, I think he would win that for a whole lot of different small legal reasons. But O.J., yeah, he's committed to Southern Cal recently, from what I understand, and he doesn't really have any choices. I mean, he's got some choices, but none of them are good. He can go to Southern Cal or wherever he wants to go, blow off school, have some tutor do his work for him. Let's be honest, it's happening all over.
Talk about X's and O's, Tim Floyd.
Floyd
throws a bunch of cement and crap on the floor to slow the game up, and then tries to win with defense, and yet all these guards want to go play for him, and that's because he went to the NBA and was the only coach that I've ever heard of in the NBA who was worse than Leonard Hamilton. I don't get that one at all.
You know, we've just mentioned Tim Floyd and Leonard Hamilton, which gets me to, you're a guy who's not afraid to pull punches. So remember this, no one listens to this show except in Kentucky anyway, so no one's going to get upset. Who do you think are some coaches out there who you just can't believe get respect, in the sense of just coaches that are just awful, but yet somehow maintain a job or somehow get praise, et cetera? And I know one you're going to say in advance.
Does he coach at LSU?
Correct.
Yeah, that one, John Brady. Yeah, I mean, he's an accumulator of talent, kind of like Leonard Hamilton is, only he accumulates better talent than Hamilton. A and B probably has a better bench coach than Hamilton has. John Treloar, I think, is coaching that team. Brady's just kind of like a general manager. He's, you know, getting everybody on board. He's a guy, I mean, I really can't believe he got to the Final Four. But then what you saw what happened in the Final Four. In the Final Four, what it comes down to is, you obviously have four really good teams that deserve to get there if they've waded through March Madness, but then you've got three or four or five days to scout somebody else out and plan for and, you know, game plan. What happened to LSU? They got just clocked. They got embarrassed. They got humiliated.
You know why they got to the Final Four. They did exactly what happens every year, which is that Duke and their team of scrappy little guys who slap the floor, they always run into an athletic team with long players who come and scare them to death, and that's how LSU happened to be that team this year.
That's true, and I even somehow predicted that in my mock bracket, my real bracket. I predicted that upset, but LSU then plays, was it UCLA they played in this Final Four?
Correct. Yes.
And that was, I mean, let's be honest, Ben Howland against John Brady is like a chess match of whoever's good against somebody in third grade who's never even seen a knight before. I mean, Howland just took Brady out behind the woodshed and just spanked him. So those are the two I'd mention for sure. Just those two off the top of my head are Brady and Leonard Hamilton. I think Hamilton is probably horrific as a coach, but he can put players together and get them on the floor. You know, I think Lute Olson is way overrated as a coach, and this isn't just me talking, although at this moment it's me talking, but I talk to some coaches and, you know, scouts, NBA scouts, and I ask them, what has Lute Olson ever done? What does he do? What is he good at? No one knows what he's good at. He's good at getting talent on the floor.
He wears a nice suit. I'm telling you, when he wears a suit with that little handkerchief, he looks like a distinguished man.
That's why you get
respect.
He
looks like a senator. You're right. He looks good. Of course, except for when his face is doing that tick thing.